Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Tree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Literacies in the Age of AI Teaching and Learning in the Digital Era, edited by Gabriela C. Zapata with Bill Cope and Mary Colonsis, is an education and literacy studies book that argues literacy must be rethought for a world shaped by digital media and generative artificial intelligence. And, rather than treating literacy as only reading and writing print, the book frames meaning-making as inherently multimodal, involving combinations of written language, images, audio, spatial design, and embodied communication, including the rapid spread of AI tools that can generate text and visuals. The book's purpose is practical as well as conceptual. It offers educators a way to design learning that helps students participate effectively and ethically in contemporary communication environments. It also highlights risks such as bias, privacy, and questions of authenticity, positioning teachers as active co-designers of learning in AI-integrated settings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining literacy as multimodal meaning-making, a central contribution of the book is its expanded definition of literacy. It treats literacy not as a single skill set tied to print, but as a repertoire of practices people use to make and share meaning in digitally saturated environments. In this view, learners interpret and produce messages through multiple modes at once, such as written language paired with visuals, layout, audio, and gesture. This is especially relevant in everyday communication shaped by social media, platforms, and AI-assisted creation tools, where a message is rarely only words on a page. By foregrounding multimodality, the book helps educators notice what often goes unassessed in traditional schooling design choices, media selection, and the way meaning changes when information is remixed across formats. The multimodal lens also reframes classroom tasks. A literacy assignment can become an exercise in composing and analyzing integrated texts, such as presentations, interactive media, or AI-generated images paired with commentary. The aim is not to abandon reading and writing, but to situate them within a broader set of communicative competencies that better match how knowledge and culture circulate in the digital era. Secondly, a reflexive pedagogy that combines multiple approaches. The book proposes a reflexive pedagogical framework that synthesizes several orientations to literacy teaching. It brings together didactic approaches that support explicit instruction, authentic approaches that connect learning to real-world contexts, functional approaches that focus on how communication works in practice, and critical approaches that examine power, ideology, and social consequences. The value of this synthesis is that it avoids a one-size-fits-all stance toward literacy. Instead, it offers a way to design learning where students build foundational knowledge, apply it in meaningful situations, and develop the capacity to critique the tools and systems that shape communication. Reflexivity is important because digital environments and AI tools change quickly, and educators need adaptable principles rather than fixed routines. In classrooms, this can translate into teaching that makes conventions visible, supports iterative practice, and invites learners to question how texts are produced and circulated. The framework also supports equity goals by encouraging attention to whose languages, identities, and modes of expression are legitimized. The book positions pedagogy as a design activity where educators deliberately shape environments in which learners co-construct meaning with peers and technologies. Thirdly, tracing literacy across historical and technological shifts. Another important topic is the book's historical and theoretical account of how literacy evolves with communication technologies. It connects older eras of oral communication and writing systems to print-based schooling and then to digital media, showing that what counts as literacy has never been static. This long view matters because it helps educators interpret AI not as an isolated disruption, but as part of a continuing sequence of changes in how societies store knowledge, coordinate work, and distribute cultural authority. The historical framing also helps clarify why school literacy often lags behind everyday communication practices. As new media become common, institutions may continue to reward older forms of competence, creating mismatches between student experience and curricular expectations. By treating the present moment as a transition toward AI-integrated learning environments, the book encourages readers to ask what should be preserved, what should be redesigned, and what new capabilities learners need. This includes attention to how texts are produced, how audiences are reached, and how credibility is established when content can be generated or altered at scale. The result is a grounded rationale for updating literacy education without assuming that earlier forms of literacy are obsolete. Fourthly, generative AI and the changing nature of authorship and learning. The rise of generative AI raises practical questions for teaching and assessment, and the book addresses the need to rethink classroom expectations in light of AI-supported composing. When tools can generate drafts, summaries, translations, or images, students' roles shift from only producing to also prompting, selecting, revising, and justifying choices. Literacy, therefore, includes the ability to evaluate output quality, detect errors or misrepresentations, and align AI use with a purpose and audience. The book situates these changes within its broader multimodal and pedagogical framework, emphasizing learning designs that make processes visible. Instead of focusing only on whether a product is original, educators can foreground how meaning is constructed, including documentation of decisions and reflection on tool use. This approach supports deeper learning because it treats AI as part of an environment that can be engaged critically, rather than ignored or simply banned. It also invites discussion about how AI affects what counts as expertise and creativity. While the book does not reduce the issue to simple rules, it equips teachers with concepts for setting responsible norms and for designing tasks where AI use can be examined as a literacy practice with consequences for communication, quality, and knowledge building. Lastly, ethics, equity, and responsibility in AI-mediated literacies. Ethical and social concerns are presented as essential to literacy in AI-rich contexts, not as optional add-ons. The book highlights issues such as data privacy, algorithmic bias, and the authenticity of content, all of which affect how learners participate in digital life. Privacy matters because educational use of platforms and AI tools can involve data collection and opaque policies. Bias matters because automated systems can reproduce and amplify inequities, influencing what information is suggested, whose language is recognized, or what images are generated. Authenticity matters because AI can produce convincing text and visuals that blur boundaries between evidence, fabrication, and persuasion. The book's emphasis on critical literacy aligns with these challenges by encouraging learners to ask who benefits, who is excluded, and what assumptions are embedded in systems. It also supports teachers in taking an active role as co-designers of safe and equitable learning environments, including establishing norms for transparency and responsible use. In practice, ethical literacy can involve evaluating sources, checking claims, understanding limitations of automated outputs, and discussing how digital communication shapes identity and civic participation. The topic reinforces the book's broader claim that literacy education must address power and social impact as communication technologies evolve. In conclusion, this book is best suited for educators, teacher educators, literacy and applied linguistics researchers, educational technologists, and graduate and advanced undergraduate students who need a coherent way to think about literacy amid rapid digital change. Readers gain both conceptual clarity and practical direction, a defensible definition of literacy as multimodal meaning-making, a flexible pedagogical framework that can guide curriculum and assessment design, and a set of critical questions for navigating generative AI in everyday teaching. It is also relevant for policymakers and school leaders because it frames AI-related decisions in education as issues of learning design, equity, and public responsibility. Not only tool adoption, compared with many AI and education books that focus primarily on product features or classroom efficiency, literacies in the age of AI stands out by placing AI inside a longer history of literacy transformation and by keeping meaning, culture, and power at the center. Its emphasis on reflexive pedagogy helps educators move beyond polarized reactions of either enthusiasm or fear. Instead, it supports a balanced stance to teach students to use contemporary tools with purpose, to communicate across modes, and to evaluate texts ethically and critically. For readers seeking to redesign literacy, teaching for the digital era without losing sight of human judgment and social context, it offers a strong foundation. If you would like to support Gabriela C. Zapata, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.